Ionic.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today's health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ron McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, what is this I hear about shots in the Capitol?
What?
Congressmen and women, and they're doing shots at the Capitol all the time.
Shots?
Or at least the bar outside the Capitol.
Oh, those kinds of shots.
No,
oh, okay.
Look, there is breaking news. If we know something more this next couple hours, we'll report on it about shots at the Capitol. Look, I just expect that when you hear that, they're just drinking. But could be some things. We don't know about it. We'll get to it. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show, live next couple of hours on Natural News Radio and GCN. On all over planet Earth, we love you being here. And Super Don is here with me. We got Scott on the board. We'll tell you how to call up if you want to be part of the show. It's all you, baby. All you today. Got nothing to talk about. Nothing at all, Super Don. There's nothing in the news. We should just pack it up and go home and not even bother broadcasting today. What do you
think? I know. We were just struggling last night, this morning. What are we going to talk about today?
Government shutdown? I don't know. Whoa, who cares? Why bother, right? Obamacare, right. It's going to be funded. It's not. Who cares? Why bother?
Sorry. I'm trying to monitor because it is actually breaking news. There are sound of shots at the Capitol in D.C., so I'm going to stay on top of that while we're talking about this other stuff.
We'll get to it, but listen, we've got to cover. You know how it is, how easy it is to politicize anything and everything today, and you know the whole thing about government shutdown related to Obamacare. Of course, it distracts from what the real issues are that we cover here on the Robert Scott Bell Show in ways that they could not do so in the old media, lest they hurt themselves and then, of course, have to check into the ER. And then Obamacare, it's not working. They're going to call Robert and go, hey, what do we do? Of course, we got, you know, some wounds recovery formula. We got some emotional.
A little bit of arnica.
Yeah, we got you covered. Silver, sovereign silver, first aid gel.
The question is, what is the homeopathic remedy for foot and mouth disease?
You know, I thought you were going to go there. I was debating this. You know, foot and mouth disease. It's Halloween time in October, right? You start getting all the Halloween things, themes going on. Of course, we can always count on our good old friend, reliable, scary Harry Reid.
Yes.
Right? Scary Harry Reid. Now, there was, some questioning, reporters questioning him just yesterday. All about, and they're all upset. It's like, oh, those darn Republicans, how dare they do what they believe is right? You know, even because it upsets those that believe that they're wrong. All right, okay, you know, we know that's politics. It's everybody's digging on each other. But one of the things, of course, you throw out the children in there, and the left and the right both do this. Well, honestly, they do. They was like, well, what about the kids? Do it for the kids.
Right.
And you played this audio for me, and Harry Reid evidently did stick his foot in his mouth. That's the foot and mouth disease you're talking about here. And right. I've got some questions about what was really said there. Do we actually have this audio to play? Because it is.
Well, let me set the stage here. Basically, you know how they've been talking about, everybody's been talking about it, how the children are going to suffer from the shutdown. In particular, the NIH is saying that kids with cancer are not going to be able to participate in clinical trials, and this is just a terrible tragedy that's going on here. We talked about this yesterday that, you know, hey, maybe that's kind of a good thing. But a reporter, I believe it was an ABC reporter, asked Harry Reid about this actual situation with the NIH, and in this first clip, here's the first part of that exchange.
You all talked about children with cancer unable to go to clinical trials. The House is presumably going to pass a bill that funds at least the NIH. Given what you said, will you at least pass that? And if not, aren't you playing the same political games that Republicans are?
Listen, what right did they have to pick and choose what part of government's going to be funded? It's obvious what's going on here. You talked about reckless and irresponsible. Wow. What this is all about is Obamacare. They are obsessed. I don't know what other word I can use. They are obsessed with this Obamacare thing. It's working now, and it'll continue to work, and people will love it even more than they do now by far. So they have no right to pick and choose.
They're obsessed with Obamacare. They don't have a right to pick and choose.
Yeah.
That's Scary Harry Reid. Of course, he's one poker chip shy of I don't know what you call it. But on this front, of course, he gets very angry and upset. You can hear the emotions. Like, how dare you? Are you taking their side? I can't believe a reporter would ask me that.
Well, here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
Did he answer her question?
Well, not in that first little exchange.
She asked him a specific question. If the Republicans fund the NIH, would you support that? And if not, are you not playing the same game of politics that they are? All he did was just, you know, complain about how they are playing games and they don't like Obamacare. So the reporter tries again here in the next clip, asks him the question again, and listen to what he says.
But if you can help one child who has cancer, why wouldn't you do it?
Yes.
Your head's starting on really good.
Why
would we want to do that? I have 1,100 people at Nellis Air Force Base that are sitting home. They have a few problems of their own. This is to have someone of your intelligence suggest such a thing. Maybe you're irresponsible. Yes.
All right. What I'm hearing there, Superdome, is that she's asking the question of, if they're willing to fund at the NIH. Now, we have opinions and perspectives that are vastly different from both Republicans and Democrats on this, and we'll get to that. But in this case, in the context of the Hegelian dialectic up there in Washington, D.C., she asked, listen, the Republicans have offered to fund the NIH, and you won't, go forward. You know, what's going on here? And you could hear he was offended. But did he say what I thought? I mean, it's kind of hard
Listen, we need to hear this again. Listen to this again, this particular part. Listen to what Harry Reid says in response to her question.
But if you can help one child who has cancer, why wouldn't you do it?
Listen.
Your head's starting on really good.
Why would we want to do that?
Okay. All right.
Why would we want to do that? So, now listen, what we've got here, and it's been a big brouhaha that happened since yesterday when this happened. You've basically got two camps that are reacting to what he said there. One camp, which is primarily right-wing, conservative, neocon, that camp over there, that are saying, whoa, he just said, why would we want to help one kid with cancer? It's hard to even come up with words for that.
Listen, I will grant you that he put his foot in his mouth. Some people are hearing that and say, well, why wouldn't we?
Why would we want to do that? Right. I believe is what it was, yeah.
So let's say, okay, so now we have to argue that, as much as we don't like Harry Reid, that he wants to condemn kids to die of cancer and not get them treatment. I mean, I'm hard-pressed to take that perspective, even if he did say what it sounded like he said. I'm just not willing to go there, Super Don. But you're right.
Listen. Does Harry Reid want kids to die of cancer? Of course not. I mean, that's ridiculous to even think. But I think he was coming at it from the perspective of, why would we want to just deal with that one thing when we've got these things over here too, and why is that thing have to be put up against another thing? Okay, and this is what the other camp is saying. They're saying that Reid was not specifically addressing the kid dying of cancer. What he was addressing was what Chuck Schumer said. If you listen to the clip, you can hear Chuck Schumer kind of interjects right before he answers.
Why do we want to pit one against the other?
So they're saying he was addressing what Schumer said. Now, if you watch the video,
It doesn't look I saw that.
I'm not convinced.
He doesn't seem to react at all to what Schumer says. That's kind of weird. But then that Scary Harry Reid is kind of weird to me. Scary, as I said. But But look, I just don't perceive that he is. But it was an interesting, I don't even know if juxtaposition is the right word, when he says, well,
yep.
I'm going to pit that one kid against the 1,100 people at this base that are just sitting on their butts doing nothing.
And that's a hard argument to win, isn't it? I mean, the kid dying of cancer and the people that are out of, you know, not working at the moment. How do you put those, how do you, you know, reconcile those two things and say one equals the other? I mean, that's a hard one to win.
No, it is, and it's bizarre. But, I mean, Harry Reid, you know, he's very cold to Republicans. He's very cold to conservatives. Maybe he does have a mean streak somewhere.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, you know, I was looking at the reaction last night all over the Internet and stuff. And, I mean, they really are trying to paint Harry Reid as being this cold-hearted guy who wants kids to die of cancer. And so I was thinking, you know, if I was going to agree with that side, I'd have to think that Harry Reid would like, maybe he wouldn't like animals too, right? So, I mean, imagine,
oh, come on.
Imagine Harry Reid. What would Harry Reid say to the ASPCA? What do you think? Listen to this.
Hi, I'm Sarah McLaughlin. Please say you'll be the answer for an innocent animal who's suffering right now. An animal who needs your help. Please. Call the number on your screen or go online and join the BCSPCA with a monthly gift.
Help those animals.
Why would we want to do that?
Oh, no. Harry, why would you want to do that?
I mean,
that?
Come on. I mean, isn't that the Harry Reid that they're trying to paint and for everybody to see? Or imagine this. Could you imagine Harry Reid talking about the Christian Children's Fund? Listen to this.
These children need a break. More than 30,000 children died yesterday because they didn't get one. Call Christian Children's Fund. There's no obligation, but if in your life anybody's ever given you a break when you needed one, call Christian Children's Fund and give it back.
Why would we want to do that?
Oh, no, Harry, that's not very nice. Super Don. Okay.
All right, I'm sorry. No, I'm having some fun at Harry Reid's expense, but come on. You know, I don't know. Listen, the NIH.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about this. Do you think we need to fund the NIH?
Well, that's the question we're going to ask, and I want to hear from you. If you'd like to be part of the show, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Do you think Republicans and Democrats falling over one another to see who will fund the NIH, the FDA, the CDC? Is evidence enough to say that they're all condemned to lunacy and idiocy and drug-induced deaths? We're going to find out. I'll tell you my perspective after this, more on the NIH after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 2nd, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1295.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1342.30, $671.15 for a half ounce, or $335.57 for a quarter ounce. That's $1342.30, $671.15, and $335.57.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled Terraganix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, looks like the capital thing not as big a deal as they'd like to make it in the mainstream media. And somebody was injured, but the lockdown, shelter in place, as they call it now, it's no longer a quarantine or whatever they want to call it. Shelter in place has been lifted. The Congress critters can move about the cabin.
Yes.
You know, is there any way we can wall off that swamp, Washington, D.C., and, like, you know, make another Berlin Wall for them? Just so they
yeah, well, you know, we would prefer to drain the swamp, but maybe yeah. Walling it off would be a second alternative there.
Yeah. And, of course, the irony there is that they want to disarm everyone. And if a lone gunman, wild gunman, whatever, we've seen this time and time again, is the only one armed. You know, and then, of course, the authorities are kind of late to the game, whereas a private citizen that knows how to take care of things could, well, again, another story. Didn't mean to go into that, but that's some breaking news. Give us a call, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We're going to go retro RSB next hour. Does that mean we're going to put on polyester, Superdon? Are we going to wear some polyester?
Yeah, I'm going to put on the platform shoes, get out the disco ball. But, no, in all seriousness, we are going to have a little bit of fun, turn back the Robert Scott Bell Show time machine and revisit some stuff from years ago.
Yeah, if it's a hot tub time machine, it's going to be purified with silver and ozone, just so you know.
Well, jump in the DeLorean, yes.
Right, either way. Okay, now, back to Obamacare, back to the government shutdown or slim down or whatever you want to call it. Big story coming out of the Guardian UK. Glenn Greenwald, what a great guy. You know, some people think he's the enemy to America because he leaked these things that are coming through Edward Snowden. I don't know that this has anything to do with Edward Snowden, but it's a damn fine article and an important one. Obamacare architect leaves White House for, guess what? A cushy pharmaceutical industry job. Now, this is the story where the meme out there is that Democrats are for the little guys and the Republicans are for the fat cat big pharma stuff. Well, it didn't work out that way for Obamacare. Turns out Max Baucus, his chief whatever, was this woman named Elizabeth Fowler. And she was, Baucus was basically bragging about this woman. Elizabeth Fowler, she's the architect of Obamacare. And turns out she was deep into insurance doo-doo. she was big for the insurance industry. And what have we argued here since the beginning of this Obamacare fiasco is that this was not to help the people of America, the poor people. This was to ensure that the insurance industry would not collapse of its own weight and to ensure that Big Pharma would not lose more customers who were leaving before there was this mandate put in place.
Right.
And this Elizabeth Fowler, his chief health policy counsel, and she was the one that evidently drafted this thing called Obamacare, primarily anyway.
Yep.
And she's ended up in a cushy place within the Obama administration to help get it set up and oversee it. And now she's left the confines of cushy government and went to the confines of cushy Big Pharma.
Yeah. So, it's very interesting. If you look at the circle, mm-hmm. she started off, she was vice president for public policy and external affairs for WellPoint, which is the nation's largest health insurance provider.
Right.
And really what she was is she was the vice president of informal lobbying. I mean, that's basically what that position was for WellPoint. She went from there into the political realm, and it was the main architect of Obamacare, and now that's passed, now she's jumping back into the private sector and working for Big Pharma.
Yeah, J&J, Johnson & Johnson, huge pharmaceutical conglomerate. They just hired Fowler. And by the way, J&J were active supporters of Obamacare through their membership in the Pharmaceutical Researchers and Manufacturers of America lobby, probably the most lavish lobby group in the history of America. I think at one time many years ago I reported this. I think they had like $200,000 per member of Congress to be able to spend on average. Now that doesn't mean everybody got $200,000. In fact, it was probably more than that because Ron Paul got zero when he was in Congress. But they are the most aggressive supporter and most lavish beneficiary of the health care bill drafted by Fowler herself. Now, lest you think, oh, you just can't wait to jump and on a Democrat and beat that Democrat up, right? Is that me or is that Mother Jones?
Mother Jones.
You know that. That's right. Not a conservative magazine, Mother Jones. James Ridgway proclaimed Big Pharma the big winner in the health care bill. And so now Fowler moves out to J&J. So here we have another classic example. While Harry Reid and the Democrats are going, you're going to learn to love it. It is so great. They are lying through their false teeth. And if they're not, they're on so many drugs they don't know reality, and that's how scary Harry Reid became scary. And Pelosi, very frightening too, the Wicked Witch of the West. Nancy
yes.
Pelosi. Well, we got to go through this also. The claim that the NIH is not funded and children are going to die of cancer because they can't get their investigational chemotherapeutic drugs. We'll talk about that next, and we'll hear from you should you decide to call in right now at 866-939-2355. All the links are up at robertscottbell.com. Back in a moment.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth!
Robert Scott Belcher.
Alive!
The masked man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Well, what's your mission? Let us know. 866-939-2355, the Robert Scott Bell Show on for National News Radio and GCN. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Harry Reid, we're talking NIH. I think, honestly, they are falling all over themselves to try and say, no, I'm going to be the first one to fund the NIH, because we can't have these kids dying of cancer needlessly and unnecessarily. Of course, again, now that we know the Democrats are in bed with Big Pharma just as much as the Republicans are, can we all go home and just be nice to each other? Is that possible? A little vitamin L?
Can't we all just get along?
Why can't we all just get along? Well, see, up there, that's why I say, wall them off, let them duke it out, leave us alone, and watch prosperity return to all the places where the government hasn't invaded our ability to move about the American cabin. Now, of course, those on the political left typically say, well, all people are evil, and without the government protecting us, we're all going to die of everything and anything. And, you know, the Republicans, okay, I hesitate to keep going here, but I wanted you to get the Glenn Greenwald example, the Mother Jones example, to show you that Obamacare was never about helping the little people. It was about supporting the donors of both Republican and Democrat parties, and those are, by and large, Big Pharma, an offshoot of the petrochemical industry, which is, you know, desperately trying to hold on to control of planet Earth as they run out of the oil, whether it's abiotic or not. And then we go to the NIH. Well, how do we fund the NIH? Because, look, Harry Reid, you don't like children. You want them to die. Of course, we know he doesn't. I don't know. There's some weird stuff that Congress critters do behind the scenes. So we don't know him personally. So who knows? I mean, think about all the bizarre pedophilia that occurs within the higher levels of government, of business, of the church in some cases. And you just don't know. It's shocking at that
there
level.
There are crazy,
the power brokers,
evil people. There are crazy, evil people everywhere and anywhere, you know. But as much as I don't like Harry Reid, I cannot move into the realm of Harry Reid wants kids to die from cancer. I give him the benefit of the doubt.
He may hate animals, as the SPCA. Just kidding. Listen, the NIH cancer. Now, we've got some audio. They've politicized this. They've made this the big thing about, hey, you know, we've got to open up government. Because let's face it. 99 out of 100, if I could say I'm 90 out of 100, 9 out of 10, of the regular old mainstream media are all big status. They're big government status because they have their privileges granted to them by the state, by the government. So they're all pining for open the government. And we can find out that, you know, at 85% or however much is really still working, we're all going to do just fine. And there's some clips here. I want you to hear how this is being played out on the NIH thing, how kids are just, because of the government shutdown, they're all going to die of cancer. Go ahead, clip one.
The cascading effects of this government shutdown certainly can be felt across the country. It is even putting lives at risk. 200 people, 30 of them children, are unable to start clinical trials for the crucial medical treatment they desperately need at the National Institutes of Health.
All right, so now they've got to set the stage. They've set the stage here that 30 kids out of 200, whatever that large number, can't participate in these so-called trials at the NIH for experimental cancer medicine, which is another form of chemotoxicity.
Right.
And they're going to have to personalize this because, you know, if you say generically 200 or 30, it doesn't mean much. But you really need, this is how the media plays. They need to be like, let's trot the child out and exploit the child here so that we can get the government fully funded again. You're going to hear about little McKenna Smith next.
McKenna Smith spends most of her time in this wheelchair. Because of a rare genetic disease, doctors say she probably won't see her 20th birthday.
Sometimes I don't even feel like I want to get up because my back is aching so bad.
All right, so the sympathy is played out. I mean, who doesn't feel, you know, just, oh my gosh, a little girl with a rare genetic disease, her back hurts. Obviously, the story's got to move forward and say, well, she couldn't get help and now she's going to die, or now she did die. But that's, and you know, not exactly what happens in this story. I want to weave you through it so you understand the manipulation that's being played through the media. This is not done by accident. Nothing at that level is done by accident, much like the way they read, you know, about the San Francisco flight that kind of came down too low. Pilot, too low. They just read this stuff, but it's done on purpose. Now, the question is, will this child get her experimental drug? Will she participate? Clip number three.
On Monday, McKenna and her dad, Justin, arrived here at the National Institutes of Health in Bethesda, Maryland, so McKenna could start taking an experimental drug that might shrink the tumors. But with the government shut down, including most of the NIH, the family was told there was a chance McKenna might not get the medicine.
Okay, here we go. Harry Reid's involved in this because it sounds like gambling. The chance. What's the chance she'll get the medicine, right? It's an experimental drug, and it might reduce the size of the tumor. But we know here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the size of the tumor is not the only indication as to whether things are getting worse or getting better. Right. There's so much more to it than that. But, you know, remember, they can kill the patient and say, but look, the tumor shrunk. Whoop-dee-frickin'-do. And these are what these experimental drugs ultimately do. It's a rare genetic disorder. Is that drug, is that a disorder evidence of a chemotherapy deficiency? No, but now we got to bring Dad out here. Now, I feel for this family. Don't get me wrong. I'm not taking them to task for this, but they are being manipulated by the media for a specific agenda, and you're going to hear what the dad has to say about those dunderheads in D.C. with clip four.
Her father waited and worried, tweeting Tuesday morning, "Government shutdown needs to end now. Hurting sick people. Have the House come here to apologize to my young daughter and others."
Now, isn't it interesting? It's not that he said that, but you can hear them adding the sound effect of him typing in his keyboard.
While he's tweeting. Yeah, that's the
right. He's right. Tweeting it out, and they have to do that because this is packaged. This is B-roll. This is public relations companies saying, all right, here's the agenda. We need the news to play this without question. And, of course, like the lapdogs that they are, they do. Now, you know, he's going to be angry. You know, if they're denying his daughter what he perceives to be the best thing, he's going to be a little ticked off. Let's hear about it in clip five.
I'm very angry. Now, finally, we're here, and, you know, our government can't get its act together.
They thought they might have to go home to Florida without getting the medicine. But late Wednesday, a turnaround. The family was informed McKenna's treatment could go forward.
Oh, wait a second. I thought the kids were going to die. They couldn't get... The government's got to open up again. Did it open up? Supernon, can you check the wires? Did it open up again between now and yesterday? I didn't hear that.
No, I haven't seen that myself. No.
That should end the story right now. Not to make shooting jokes, but that's a big hole in the story. Suddenly, they've played it out as if the kids are not... And then this kid... Oh, wait. No. She can come on in. It's okay. Now,
interesting. Yeah. Why didn't they cover the story of a kid who didn't get the treatment?
Well, that's interesting. Are there? I mean, do they actually have names? Because you think that would be the way to go. You want to prove your point that this is really happening. And they picked a kid who actually was able to get treatment. But now they have to cover their tracks because, you know, what we just said, that the kid's not going to get their treatment. This kid got. Well, let's just go back to the unnamed kids in clip six.
McKenna's fortunate. About 200 other new patients, including some 30 children, aren't so lucky. They won't get to join NIH studies just yet. These patients are being put on hold until the government is back in business.
So they won't be able to play chemotherapeutic reindeer games, in other words. I mean, that's what it comes down to now, but there's no names involved. Maybe they exist. But we got to step back and go, really, is this the best we can do? That we're going to try it out, kid. The reason we need to fund the government is that so kids can get in there and get drugs that could, and more likely than not, kill them because they're still very toxic. And, you know, we're going to hold these kids hostage until the government opens, or we're going to tell you emotionally that they're not going to. So then you'll call your congressman and say, please fund the NIH. And, of course, our argument is a little bit, just a wee bit different than what theirs is. But what's the dad have to say? Because he's got a special message for you, Congress critters. Listen to him in clip seven.
McKenna's dad says this just isn't right, and he has a message for leaders in Washington.
Get your act together. This is not a game. You can't play politics over children's and other patients' lives.
Now, here's the problem. I mean, I feel for this dad. Believe me, as a dad, I feel for this dad. He perceives that this is the way to help kids. But, of course, how many millions of women have been duped by the pink ribbon campaigns of October? Breast cancer awareness, they call that.
Right.
You know, it makes them feel good to do it. I don't want people not to feel good, but I'm more about the results. Is this the best we can do? With all our smarts and technology that we got to look at these kids and go, the only thing we can do is to poison them. That's the experiment. Grant, where is the experiment on natural methods of detoxification, of cellular remediation, of restoring genetic integrity even, because we know about epigenetics, gene expression, due to lack of nutrients, due to toxicological exposures, even in mom and dad. They're not being counseled to that awareness. It's all about, can we get the miracle, magic, poison pill that we hope will kill the cancer before it kills your child? And if you don't fund the NIH, and then I might add the FDA and the CDC, my argument would be that we might now be free or freer to pursue things that really work. Because there are hundreds, if not thousands, of cures for cancer that are not patented, that are not approved, that are not investigated at NIH. In fact, when they investigated the one through Dr. Nick Gonzalez at Columbia, through NIH, they sabotaged it. It's all, you know, you can read it in there, what went wrong. the truth about that clinical trial, right? So we have that. But there are concerns that they have that go beyond NIH, and that goes to something known as the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion. You will not believe this. Clip 8.
Most of the CDC's activities are shut down. Now, thank goodness flu shots have, you know, already, they started to distribute them, you know, a while back. So I know I just got mine. My kids just got theirs. So they're out there. But here's the concern. You know, the CDC, they can't, you know, do surveillance on this flu season. That's a big problem. We won't know where it is. We won't be able to address problems. They can't keep track of avian flu, which has begun to be a problem. If a state calls them and says we have a terrible outbreak of some disease, they can't help them out. I mean, they really have their hands tied behind their back.
The CDC.
Was she talking about the CDC or the NSA?
Yeah, I'm thinking because the CDC can't surveil you now. But
surveillance.
Hey, don't worry. Why don't you do double duty on the NSA drones? Just listen up the chatter. You can, you know, they're listening to all the phone calls or reading the emails. All they have to do is search for the Google flu. People are going to be
the Google flu. That's right.
Flu. They can't keep up with the avians. The birds are too fast for the little CDC drones. What do you think? Am I out of line here saying we should defund the NIH and allow the people to heal, the doctors, the non-doctors, the freedom to heal these kids who are not suffering from a lack of experimental chemotherapeutic toxic agents? Let me know, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. What do the FDA and beaver butts have in common?
Hey.
Coming up next.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
There is a single botanical that contains all the vitamins, minerals, amino and omega fatty acids necessary for optimal health. Moringa oleifera, a tree conveyed from the mind of God to the hands of man. Recognized by the National Institutes of Health as the Botanical of the Year for 2007, praised again in 2011 and 2012, valued worldwide for its ability to treat over 300 diseases. One major reason that disease is so pervasive is that we aren't getting proper nutrition from our food. Moringa provides nutrient values that simply do not exist in the food chain. But not all Moringa products are created equal. Zegia's Moringa products are pristine, shade-dried, bioavailable, organic, and not genetically modified. To obtain optimal health through superfood nutrition while working personally with Ty Bollinger and his team of research scientists and medical doctors, visit MoringaMagicTeam.com or call Ty at 281-509-9799, 281-509-9799.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Another group that has their hands tied behind their back, the FDA. They're the ones charged with tracking foodborne illnesses. We've already had a bad year of some of these illness outbreaks. What happens there? This is a pretty serious danger.
It is serious. So the food that we all buy at the grocery store or eat in restaurants, that's inspected. There are inspections by the FDA for the produce. And so now the FDA can't do much of that inspection work. And so that's a huge problem. And they can't do most of their laboratory work. So again, all these things that we sort of take for granted just can't happen now.
But dude, what are we going to do? We're not going to have access to our beaver butt vanilla candy. What? Oh, wait, that's weird,
yeah,
isn't it?
Can you pass this story up, right?
I asked the question, what does the FDA have to do with beaver butts? Well, evidently they've approved the stuff that comes out of a beaver butt's castor sacks.
listen, you want to intro this story, all you have to do is read the first paragraph of this. I love this.
I didn't want to.
Next time you pick up a vanilla candy, think twice. A chemical compound used in vanilla flavored foods and scents comes from the butt of a beaver.
Man, beaver's got a big old butt. Oh yeah. Now the FDA, you know, here on all seriousness, the FDA responsible for all of these things, approves that, denies that. With them out of the picture, at least reduced in scope and scale, rather than being an absolute disaster, suddenly everybody's going to die of food poisoning. We're going to find a resurgence in people wanting to know the growers, know the manufacturer, know the people that are involved in the production, or maybe become involved in the production of food themselves. Because it's the only way you're going to guarantee it. We have this false sense of security, artificial sense of security. And while they might say, well, you can look at FDA and say, because of them, we're not all dying from infectious diseases. And I could argue just as well on the other side of it, that we're being killed by the substances used to treat those very same infectious diseases that will always occur. Now, this is not to argue against cleanliness and oversight, but I think companies have a very keen interest in not poisoning and killing their customer base, lest they lose them or lose their business. Call me crazy, but I think there's human nature in that would want to sustain something rather than just kill them all, unless they're eugenicists, and of course that does exist. But I'm thinking that the folks that want to help cure their kids of cancer with things unapproved by FDA will be much better served with the reduced or eliminated funding for much of the things that FDA does today. That's my argument. I've got a call on the line. He may agree or disagree, but he's calling in from San Francisco, listening through GCN. David, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Glad you're here.
Yeah, appreciate it, Robert. I was also interested in going into medicine when I was young, and the idea that basically what's being foisted on us with this Obamacare, as I understand it, when Bob Dole ran for president in 1984, this was his plan. And it was put together by the Heritage Foundation, and the Heritage Foundation basically wanted to turn medicine into a profiteering opportunity. And, you know, if you look at the Hippocratic Oath from thousands of years ago, it was very plain in the first Hippocratic Oath, the original one, is not what we're living by right now.
And not even close. You're right.
But it was very plain. It said that a doctor had to heal first, and the doctor could not bargain for payment before healing. That healing was the nature of the art of medicine, and that a doctor it basically proscribed the idea that a money grubber was not to be a doctor.
Right, and of course, those that don't let's say those that honor that Hippocratic Oath are often chewed up and spit out by the current medical monopoly. And David, I appreciate your call. Excellent point. And, you know, think about what David just said. Going back to 84 and Bob Dole, the Heritage Foundation considered more on the conservative side. And you realize these things are pretty much written similarly. That's why I say one side plays the other again, and they're really on the same team. Because it ultimately benefited who? Big insurance companies and big pharma to ensure that they had the monopoly going and going even stronger. Because even in 84, there were more people waking up to the scam of modern medicine as a monopoly, not as an emergency trauma intervention type system, because that is done rather well in this country. That is pretty impressive. But beyond that, it is a scam, a deadly scam, and could be argued is not the third leading cause of death of the second, but may indeed be the first leading cause of death. And both Democrats and Republicans are at fault for ascribing to a state-sanctioned religion that is known as the Church of Biological Mysticism, the allopathic medical monopoly. David, I appreciate your call. You got another hour to call in, 866-939-2355. We are going to go retro on the RSG show. Retro, what does that mean? Well, you're going to have to stand by to hear the opening of next hour. New listeners, you never heard this before. Old timers, you're going to be liking what you hear. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.